As far as Iowa high school sports are concerned, there may be no better feeling than winning a state championship in Cedar Falls, Iowa. The road to the Unidome is paved with triumph, heartbreak, and the will of high school football players statewide. For 40 years, it served as the starting dream, and for the select few, ending point of the hopes of athletes from small towns and larger cities, from the Missouri to the Mississippi rivers. A central location for football playoffs came in 1976, but the postseason became a reality shortly before then. The Iowa High School Athletic Association's Information Director Bud Legg is a living history book of high school football in Iowa. He says the football playoffs had their roots with two coaches, including one from Pella, and a host of others hoping to find meaning in the game they played and coached.
Football back in the 1960s and 70s was a sport that really needed a shot in the arm. And it was with the work of Bernie Sago here at the Athletic Association, the Iowa Football Coaches Association, and two of the big leaders in that at the time were Walt Fiegel from Sioux City East and Coach Hale down at Pella. And they came in and they met with the Board of Control and their board, and they created the playoffs. And they took effect in 1972. And since 1972, there's been something like 3,550 playoff games. And in 1976, the Unidome opened, and they came up with the idea to play the championship games in the Unidome. And then back in the 90s, they decided to play the semifinals in the Unidome.
He says in those 4 years prior to its opening, the championship teams had to play at other famous stadiums around the state.
We had some great resources. We were able to use Kinnick Stadium. We were able to use Drac Tri Stadium. And then particularly for the 3A and the 4A, I guess it was probably going to be Clyde Williams Field in the early days at Iowa State, because I remember going to championship games in the early 70s when the championships were at Iowa State and the University of Iowa. And then some of the smaller sites were chosen from a high school that was probably about halfway between the two teams that were playing. So our member schools really gave us a lot of help in terms of making their facilities available and opening up their hospitality and what have you for the teams in the smaller classes.
Chuck Schaffner is a former sports writer of the Associated Press. He's covered 5 Summer Olympic Games and countless collegiate affairs, but he was also one of the first reporters to cover the high school football championship when it came to Cedar Falls. For him, it was fun to observe how the different teams, whether they be perennial powers or new up-and-comers, react to the environment and take the experience in.
So I always thought the excitement was tremendous, whether it was a school's first time, which, of course, I don't know if you could ever top the excitement of that, or teams like Harlan, they kept coming. And I always enjoyed the Harlan band playing Jesus Christ Superstar. That was always a highlight. And so it's just fun watching even the smaller towns. They don't have as many people, of course, to fill up the stands, but, boy, they're into it. And in there, you can make a lot of noise, in that dome. And it's just fun to see the kids excited, the players excited, and the coach is really into it.
He believes it's an excellent way to watch the evolution of the game of football and to also watch some of the all-time great teams continue their traditions year after year.
A lot of schools never changed. The successful schools, I think of Emmitsburg, how they would come out in that tight formation and come to the line of scrimmage and snap the ball right away. They didn't throw a lot. They depended on their, quickness and speed. And, a lot of those guys were wrestlers. But I think, as we moved along, we saw just like the college game has evolved a little bit into, a little more wide open, spread offenses, passing attacks, shotgun formations. That even went on down to the high school levels. I remember James Vandenberg, when he was playing for Keokuk before he was the Iowa quarterback, he was a very good high school quarterback. Just how they ran a spread, almost a college type offense, and I think you're seeing more and more of that. as we go through the years, and you just you just get used to seeing it. If you watch a lot of college football, it's, you know, then you watch the same thing, you know, high schools trying to do the same thing. But as I said, a lot of the traditional, some of the traditional schools, boy, they stuck with what they're doing. They play hard-nosed football, run the ball, and it's worked for them. So, why should they change?
While it's fun for reporters, families, communities, coaches, and players, there's another group that aspires to finish their year at the Unidome. Meyer Lynn of Pella has been a high school official for nearly three decades and has been in his fair share of championship affairs.
Our high school crew has had a great opportunity to officiate a number of games, a number of championship games, and a greater number of semifinal games over the years. Every one of those games is important to be there and to enjoy what the players are bringing, what the coaches are bringing, and they're all excited. It's their time in the Dome, and we give our full effort to every one of those games. It's a great privilege for them to have earned the right to be there, and it's our duty to make sure that the games are officiated well.
He was a graduate student at UNI when the Dome was first built.
I was in the Army for a while and lived in New Jersey, and we came back to Iowa in 1976. For me to finish a graduate degree at the University of Northern Iowa. And I remember the very first time I saw the Dome, it was just enormous. I hadn't even known it was there. And the very first high school championship game in the fall of 1976 that was played in the Dome was between a couple of teams, one of which was close to where we have a number of our relatives. So I was there to see that very first championship game in the Dome in 1976. And it was just such a different experience than sitting outside. I'd never really been in a building that big and had the kind of amenities and the kind of comfort that you would have on inside.
And his favorite memories come from being the observer on the side of the action.
I've had a couple of great experiences there. One I remember very clearly was we had a semi-final game a number of years ago. And the team that was probably heavily favored to win the game was not performing well in the first quarter. And I remember standing near them as the first quarter was ending, and the coach called a huddle and basically he told them, look at this ceiling and look at that south wall and look at the east wall. He said, okay, guys, you've seen the building now. Now you got to get back and start playing some football. And I think one of the challenges that coaches have is for those first-time entries into the Dome to get on that field and play for those players is they have to kind of recalibrate to make sure that they're focusing on playing football and kind of separate themselves from that great environment that's inside the Dome.
All three say the Dome represents the best high school football has to offer, and its legacy will lift a new generation of athletes into the future.
Well, we want our athletes and our fans to have the best possible state tournament experience that's possible, and certainly the Uni Dome is to football what Drake Stadium is to our state track meet, what Principal Park is to baseball now, what the Well is to wrestling and basketball, and now County Stadium for soccer. So it's the place to go. It's the place to be. When you say the state tournament, you know where you're going. And we've tried to choose the best facilities possible for our state tournament.
Certainly high school football over the years, the focus on high school and college football has been trying to make the game safer. And when you're inside that Dome, it's a wonderful place to play. It's a safe environment for the players to get out into the Dome. And frankly, I think the future of football in the state of Iowa is enhanced by the value that the Unidome brings.
The younger kids out there who come to the Dome, you know, the grade schoolers, the junior highs, and, you know, dream about the time, you know, that they'll be out there. I remember doing that when I was younger, you know, watching the high school team play and say, one day, you know, maybe I can do that. So I think that the excitement will continue and it will always remain a great place to play football championships.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.